Our presenters are Kurt Coburn and Geneva Williams. Kurt is a CPA and tax partner at the Houston firm of Blazek & Vetterling, who specializes in tax issues for private foundations and public charities. And in addition to a lot of other activities related to the nonprofit sector, he also provides technical tax updates and advice on disaster relief as it relates to nonprofits. And Ginevra, did I say that correctly? Okay, good. Is senior counsel at Mendrigal Law in Dallas, and her practice focuses exclusively on the representation of tax-exempt organizations of all kinds, from private foundations to religious organizations and 504 and 506 entities, and there are about, 27 different kinds of tax-exempt entities, and so it's not just all about C3s, although that's the most common. Anyway, please welcome our speakers, Kurt and Ginevra.
Thank you. All right. Looks like I'm driving. Okay, so just to kind of give you an overview of what we're going to talk about, we are going to start a little bit with sort of trying to build on what Katie and Elaine were talking about. We're going to talk about how important it is that you understand your organization. We're going to talk about some federal tax exemption issues, Texas tax exemption issues, and Texas compliance issues. I would like to start kind of with a poll just by a show of hands. I know we're all shy, but you know, how many of us are here because you advise nonprofits or charities in some way? Advisors, okay. And then roughly how many of you are here because you are on staff, either in-house counsel or you're a staff member? Okay, great. All right, so about half and half.
And I want to ask, how many people drove up from parts east of here today that were really frigid? See, not too many. Okay. That's where I came from, and it seems a lot warmer and drier here.
Yeah, Kurt just came in from Houston where there's snow.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world. Okay, so I want to talk about these terms, nonprofit, tax-exempt, charitable. When I first started in the field, before I was a lawyer, actually, I personally thought that, like, nonprofit, charity, tax-exempt, these were sort of synonymous. They all meant the same thing. They all meant, you know, an organization that we made donations to, basically. And that is really not the case. And it's important to understand the differences of those terms, both as an organization and as folks who are advising those organizations. I like to kind of have a level set kind of conversation about that when I'm talking through maybe more complicated, particularly more complicated structural issues with my clients. The nonprofit refers to the corporate, is in my mind a reference to the corporate status as a state issue, and Katie talked about that a little bit earlier. There are organizations, however, that are nonprofits that are not tax exempt. You can incorporate as a nonprofit corporation in Texas and you don't need to apply for any tax exemptions. Why would you do that, perhaps? Well, in some cases, it's sort of a harebrained idea, in my opinion. But in other cases, you know, it gives some credibility to maybe a project or an endeavor that it isn't just someone's maybe profit-making. It kind of helps remove that profit-making motive. Do you run across nonprofits that are not tax-exempt very often?
I can't say that I do. But, yeah, I mean, the term nonprofit has always troubled some folks, including one of the folks who guided me along my way. Jody Blazek would always say that charities make profits.
Fair.
They wouldn't be in business if they weren't, you know, taking in more than they're spending. I think maybe a better way to think of it is non-equity or... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That no, you know.